On the first day of TV, she means something for me. A dirty crack on dying of HIV.
You mean the law virus?
On the second day of TV, she means something for me. Two sloppy comforts in the TV. On the third day of TV, she means something for me. Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack on dying of HIV.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
The fourth day of TV, Jim Henson bled for me. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack on during of HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the fifth day of TV, Jim Henson bled for me. Five golden showers.
Dick and nuts!
Three! Two! And the dirty crack on dying of HIV! On the sixth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me! Six for calculus, you don't fail! Four!
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits! Two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack on dying of HIV!
That's how it goes!
On the seventh day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Seven gainers gaining, six for calculus, you touch. Five golden shoes. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy cards. And a dirty crick or Jim Henson.
AIDS, I was talking about AIDS.
On the eighth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me.
More creamy shit.
Eight pussies creaming, seven gainers gaining, six. Calculus, you turn.
Oh.
Five golden showers. Four.
Sweet rectum.
Three explosive shits. Three sloppy comforts.
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of TV, Jim Henson and me.
Fuck yeah.
Nine baiters painting.
Penis.
Eight pussies screaming. Seven gators gaining. Six for calculus, you turn.
What the joy?
Five golden showers.
Fuck off.
Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two yuppie comforts. Dirty crack or dying of HIV.
I have my own life up.
And the team DFDV to Winston give to me. Ten drinks of puke. Nine beaters beating. Pussies creaming. Seven gainers gaining. Six for calculus. You touch five. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts, and a dirty crack on day of HIV.
The glamour, the glitter.
On the 11th day of TV, 11 sniff freaks, 10 drops of milk, 9 beaters, beating, 10 pussies creaming, 7 gamers gaming, 6 for calculus, you touch.
Here's the fish pillow.
4
Dick and nuts.
Explosive shit.
How many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freaks, sniffing, 10 drunks of pure blood. Beaters,
beaters,
beaters, pussies screaming, 7 beaters, gaining, 6 for calculus, you touch.
Crying, milk, shitting.
4
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Sloppy comforts. Dirty crack on dying of HIV.
AIDS, I'm talking about AIDS.
Dirty crack on dying of HIV.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, December 4th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, here's a life hack for you. Make an entire Italian meal inside your asshole. I'll show you how today. Plus, penis leech therapy, vaginal sunbathing, and don't masturbate in store with lotion you haven't yet purchased. All this coming up today.
I know what abortion smells like. Did you know abortion even had a smell?
Oh, man! Welcome to 1-800-ASSHOLE.
Is Miss Vagina thinking about Mr. Penis?
I want your fluids.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday show. We start today's program off with the return of a fan favorite.
Breathing in semen from the air does not get a woman pregnant. LOL, laugh out loud.
Don't you listen to those people, Gail. Those are haters. Obviously, someone wrote in to tell her the idea of a new cocky bomb is just ridiculous. It's interesting the email didn't say, Gail, there's no such thing as a bomb full of semen, like a nuclear bukkake bomb. What they took issue with was if semen fumes were toxic. That's where Gail was going off the rails, talking crazy. Come on, Gail. If you can drink liquid semen, you can breathe in gaseous semen. It's science, bitch. For those of you that are new to the program, Gail is like schizophrenic or something. And we just love to make fun of people with mental illness here on Distorted View Daily. It's kind of what we do. Gail is a YouTuber. We take a very hands-off approach to Gail, by the way. I play her clips, but I don't personally interfere with her life. Other people do that. She's the woman who's convinced that she's been having brain-to-brain sex with Brent Spiner for decades. You know, Data from Star Trek The Next Generation. There are people online who mess with Gail, put thoughts into her head. Fruity, weird, bizarre thoughts that she runs with. So, in her mind, all of this is real. Now, sit back and enjoy the cray-cray.
Today, I have a major announcement to make. This will be of extreme historical importance.
You guys came on a good night.
And will affect every human being on Earth. In short, my men have recruited the help of some Wiccans to summon the Dark Lord Satan from hell. And I will be offering him a deal on behalf of all humanity.
Oh, be careful, Gail. He tricks people. That's why Satan is called the Great Deceiver.
This deal will once and for all bring Satan himself to trial for his crimes on Earth, including the crimes committed by his followers, such as Lori McBride.
That's Gail's nemesis. My question is, why would Satan ever agree to this deal? What's in it for him?
Imagine being free of all suffering, hood mentality, allergy attacks, yeast infections, chronic diarrhea, foot cramps, Jesuit drivers cutting us off in traffic, interference with our orgasms, unleashed dogs, loud children, and all the gang stalking and day-to-day tortures inflicted by Lori McBride Jesuits and Satan worshipers. Most of all, imagine being free to love and marry who we choose, even if they are a celebrity.
I knew there was something in this specifically for Gail. She can finally be with Brent Spiner. Free of yeast infections and chronic diarrhea. Brent, you know what that means. You can put your dick wherever you want. Not gonna hurt, get slimy or shitty.
As world empress and the woman with the highest emotional IQ on Earth, I can promise you as your leader that I have what it takes to go head to head in a battle of wits against the Dark Lord Satan on behalf of the world.
Her deal is like, look, you come down for a trial, right? Like a court case against the devil for all of his crimes in deceit, right? Here's what we promise. We promise we're not going to pray to God during the trial. It's all going to be on the up and up. We won't use God if you promise not to use any of your deceitful tricks. But again, there's no incentive for the devil to participate in this trial. Also, what would the end result be? You can't send the devil to jail. You're not going to scare him straight.
We promise not to read Bible or to pray to Jesus during this hearing, as long as you promise not to harm us or to take over the courtroom.
Also, just because the devil agrees to something doesn't mean he's going to abide by the rules. He's the devil. He's going to lie. By the way, if you're new to the podcast, this is pretty much what it is. I feature insane people saying crazy stuff, and then I just yell at them. I scream about how wrong they are, even though they're not listening to the show. They can't hear me. It's not a conversation. This makes me feel better.
Then we can have a fair trial to try you for massive war crimes against the human race.
This feels like an old school WWF call out, right? I challenge you, Macho Man. What you did at last year's SummerSlam was disgraceful. Come and prove your worth with me inside the ring. We'll see if you're worthy of wearing that belt. All right, so thank you very much, Gabrielle Chana, leader of the Church of Gael. Speaking of religious kooks, Coach Dave is back. He's very upset. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've seen him more angry than in this clip. And I think he's really pissed off at himself more than anything, but he'll never admit that. I guess at some point in the last few years, Coach Dave met Bill Barr, our attorney general. Now, you know, during the impeachment of Donald Trump, it was kind of established that Bill Barr and Trump were pretty chummy. Besties, if you will. They liked each other. Donald Trump really thought that Bill Barr was on his side. Well, recently, Bill Barr has come out and said, look, there's been no widespread election fraud. Trump didn't like that. New thing is the Justice Department is investigating potential presidential pardon bribery schemes. Bill Barr is not helping Donald Trump out with that. Trump's pissed. The bromance has ended. Back to the meeting of Coach Dave and Bill Barr. Apparently, Coach Dave was protesting. He went to the home of Joe Biden in Delaware and then the home of former President Barack Obama in Washington, D.C., and stood out front demanding that they both be arrested, tried, and executed for treason. Then Coach Dave stopped at the home of Attorney General Bill Barr, who came outside to meet the group, pray with them, and take photos. Oh, it was a love fest between those two. Now, because of all these recent, you know, anti-Trump developments from Bill Barr, he's no longer friends with him, right? He's mad at Bill Barr. And as a matter of fact, he never even really trusted him.
Thank God. If Bill Barr said that, thank God, Lord, you're exposing him. Thank God. Now, my faith has not wavered, not one inch, not one iota. No. I know it's a deep state. I know Barr could be involved with it. I know the FBI is corrupt.
Now Bill Barr's part of the deep state.
I know the CIA is corrupt. I know the media. I understand. I see the whole picture. I wouldn't plan it on Bill Barr jumping on a white horse and coming in and saving America. My trust and my faith is towards God, not towards Bill Barr.
Well, then why were you hugging and kissing him? Why'd you stop in front of his house to play footsie?
That's where my faith lies. My faith and trust is in the Lord.
How's that working out for you? Maybe you should switch your allegiances to Satan. Talk with him. Have a meeting. I think I know where he's going to be. Check over there at the Church of Gael. They're in deep negotiations right now.
That his will would be done. God's will be done. But could it be it is being delayed because people who have been given an assignment haven't done them?
I don't know exactly what he's talking about here, but I think it's this notion that people just haven't prayed hard enough. God is just being stubborn. He's going to hold off on helping America till he knows that, you know, we want his help, that we are a nation of God lovers or whatever, devout Christians.
God's will be done, but could it be it is being delayed because people who have been given an assignment haven't done them?
Amen.
Shut the hell up, ass licker.
Is it Bill Barr? Is he one of them? Is Bill Barr going to stand before Almighty God? And the Lord says to him, what were you doing down there? I sent 33 guys to your house, and I gave you a warning. And you ignored it, Bill. You ignored it. This doesn't change anything in the plan of what Almighty God's doing. See, we thought, some of us, we were going to Bill Barr's house to get him to vote the right way, to do the... Yeah, amen, amen. Maybe we're just showing up as a witness to Bill Barr. You've been warned, brother. We came in peace, and you have been warned.
Well, that sounds like a threat. You're the next one. We're calling up for trial, and you should be executed for treason. He does just sort of sound like his heart was broken, right? I thought we were friends. We hugged and we prayed together. You betrayed me. Good to hear from Coach Dave, even though he's losing his mind. It's been a while since we checked in with him. Hey, I checked in with the Discord, and I got to say thanks to DV listener Badger Don't Care. He provided a link to a very unique cooking show. For one, you're not going to find it on the Food Network or Netflix or even YouTube. No, to find this cooking show, you're going to have to turn to X Videos.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Cooking with Roxy. Today, we are going to make spaghetti and meatballs. Let's marinate all that stuff in my ass.
Yeah, apparently a lot of the prep work is done in her various holes. It saves on having to do dishes. Why dirty bowls when you can shove a bunch of spaghetti up your twat?
I figured to give it an extra little flavor.
Oh, well, first she's pissing in a giant pot.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now she's shoving a wine bottle in her ass, I think.
Ooh.
She's lubing up her ass with butter. Stuffing her butthole with tomatoes.
You want to put a little onion in there?
Oh, no. Oh, that's going to burn. Well, she plopped it out, as you can hear there.
Put a little onion in there.
Oh, no. She has prolapsed. And, you know, ass meat is very sensitive. The onion is going to make her butt weep. I do appreciate that she's using fresh tomatoes and onions. It's not, you know, some canned shit. She's fucking herself with olive oil.
I'm gonna braise the meatballs in sauce.
She's shitting out raw meatballs out of her butthole.
But that fucking bread.
More butter in the ass. Oh, this recipe calls for a whole lot of ass butter.
Ass nice and open.
Now she's stuffing her butt with noodles. Pasta. And she's shitting that out. Oh. Unfortunately, this is just a preview clip. She says the entire video is in my member area. Look, I already pay for Netflix and Hulu and HBO Max. I don't need another streaming service. Oh, God. That was her shitting out spaghetti sauce on top of the spaghetti. Oh, God. It's so weird to see thick red liquid coming out of an asshole. All right, well, that's Roxy Ray. Someone try her recipe and let me know how it is. On yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, we talked a little bit about a tickle bar being opened in Texas and how dumb I thought that idea was. It's like a spa, but you go there to be tickled. By the way, every time I talk about the tickle bar, I'm reminded of James Mario. He was that utard we featured a few years ago that was obsessed with tickling in a really aggressive way. I can't find any of his videos, but I did find a song based on him.
I am Stone, the Tickle Master. Tickle fakes, tickle fakes, tickle fakes, tickle fakes, tickle fakes. You know it's tickle fakes, tickle fakes, tickle fakes. You know it's tickle fakes, tickle fakes, tickle fakes.
I am Stone, the Tickle Master.
You know it's new art, the biggest tickle fake.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is, I can think of very few things that I would hate more than being tickled, like paying money to be tickled. I wouldn't mind a relaxing spa day, though. TV listener Berserkus may have found a perfect alternative. Bonus, you get your dick touched. You're not going to get tickled. Someone's going to be fondling your junk. Sign me up, right?
Hello, my lovely friends. We're here with my friend Illyrian. And we're going to do leech therapy in this beautiful Bulgarian Balkan.
Sorry, did you say leech therapy? I just mentioned penises. Huh. Let's do the math.
It is the Balkan Mountains of the Bulgarian country, and we're here...
I don't care so much about the setting.
...at a log house, and my new friend has found me, having heard about the leeches that I do applications and therapies, and he's decided to do bloodletting on his private area.
So that's a thing. I mean, I've heard of leeches being used for bloodletting. My question is, why does the guy want leeches on his dick? What does he have going on down there? Like, in 99% of the cases, I think penicillin is going to be the answer. That's going to be the route you should go, not leeches.
So we're going to apply leeches on him. And I hope you enjoy this video. Be sure to give it a thumbs up.
She's acting as if this is going to go on YouTube. We're about to see leeches crawling all over a dude's cock. No chance in hell this is popping up on YouTube. Actually, this video was found on Vimeo, the Cinemax of internet video streaming sites. Everything's just a little hotter, a little steamier on Vimeo. Softcore action going on here.
This therapy is going to hopefully help Illyrian with his bloodletting purposes, as well as perhaps even penile dysfunction or erectile dysfunction if he has that. I'll ask him. Do you have any problems with erection?
Hey, you got any cock issues?
No.
If you don't have any dick problems, why are you having giant leeches eat your shaft up?
It's just a fun thing.
And it's not a fun thing. Maybe it's a sexual thing for him. Come on, whip it out!
I mean, it just don't feel nice, really.
It just doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel nice.
His dick doesn't feel good.
When I am relaxed.
This is our leeches here.
I want to talk more to this guy. What do you mean it doesn't feel good when you're relaxed?
We have some big ones and small ones. Yeah. Illyrian, do you feel you want bigger ones placed, or do you want smaller or medium? I'll show you.
You're given just so many options, and I don't know if this guy understands. Like, what's the benefit to having a bigger one? I mean, he's going to suck more blood, right? He's going to hurt more?
So, like, this one is a larger one.
Oh!
This one is a larger one.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like all the small ones I had in here are gone.
It's either going to be medium or large leeches on your dick. Go with the medium just to be safe.
And this one is like a is like a baby or a cosmetic.
Yeah. Like a baby.
Yes. So, which leech do you feel?
It's larger.
You want the larger leeches. Yeah, okay.
He's a man. We are going to get down to business now.
So let's go ahead and reveal. Get ready to reveal.
There it is. His dick.
And show us what you mean by...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are the veins, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are so many of them.
That's good, though. It's good to have cock... You're trying to get rid of your dick veins?
Mm. Yeah. Do you have some on the other side as well?
Yeah. On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will... Do you want the big leech? Are you sure?
What I do?
Just keep your penis extended, like that.
Oh! Okay, I'd rather be tickled. I'd rather be tickled. Send me to the tickle bar.
I think she bit right away.
She likes dick.
Do you feel her?
Yeah, she's
cutting right now. The camera can see close by.
Yeah.
You can feel it, yeah?
Yeah.
The leech right now is cutting with its teeth. That's why it's moving.
Yeah,
you can see it moving.
I feel it, mm-hmm.
That's what you wanted, Illyrian.
Yeah, this is all you.
It's all right.
We have to live with our decisions, Illyrium.
From the other side?
Yes, please.
Right, that was like... So that leech, by the way, was on the underside of his shaft, right? Like half of the leech is sort of like resting on his balls. Now it looks like she's putting.
I want to put it close to your head.
Oh no!
Yes,
that's going to be very sensitive
because that's the bottom.
That leech is not being cooperative.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
First one, though, the first leech is clamped on good.
You will not feel anything in just a few minutes.
Because we are going to drug you and steal your organs.
We do have one really huge one. It's a really big one.
Wow. It's a big boy.
They love delicate parts. They love delicate parts.
Yeah, he ends up with three leeches on his dick.
Yeah, but it's not unbearable. You can still stand
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's okay, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. So he's able to stand it. By the way, leeches can cure male problems such as erectile dysfunction.
Bullshit.
And detox the penis from bad blood. And there's also another...
I think we all know what she's saying there, right? You ever encounter some bad pussy? Dipping your snake in some tainted twat? Leeches will cure your chlamydia right up. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Another location which I will recommend for placing leeches.
Oh, I hope it's right on his butthole. Leeches love ass meat. Lots of blood vessels there for them to suck on.
And if you can lift up your balls, that right there is another location. Do you want me to
She's pointing at the taint.
Yeah.
Stick it right in there. This guy is up for anything. He hasn't been touched by a woman in a long time. This is the closest thing to sex he's been a part of.
Okay, this might, I don't know, it might hurt. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm fucking with you. I found some leeches, and I thought to myself, let's track down a gullible loser with dick problems. We're going to put insects all over his cock and tell him it's a cure for his impotence. It's going to be hilarious. It's like a jackass stunt.
Okay, it bit you just now because you have quite a... Oh, no, it didn't. You have quite a lot of hair in this region.
Yeah, I'm a man, honey.
You just don't like hair.
Wasn't expecting you to be placing leeches on my taint, otherwise I would have groomed prior to this video shoot. Thanks for calling out my hairy ass in front of the world for your stupid video. Well, if you're looking for an alternative to massages and tickling, check out penile leech therapy. And with that, or don't. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Brand new merchandise in the Distorted View store for 2020. Check it out, store.distortedview.com. New hoodies, including pullover hoodies. New t-shirts, puzzles, mugs. Plus a bunch of returning favorites from the prior year we had the store open. Again, check it out, store.distortedview.com. Load up on DV merchandise. And don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows. Superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive. We did two exclusive shows this week. If you want to hear them, you got to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. And finally, we've got a Patreon account. patreon.com/distortedview, where you can pledge as little as a dollar. Every little bit helps. This is how I make my living. So Sideshow memberships and patron pledges, it's kind of how I continue to survive. So thank you to all of my Sideshow members and patrons. Could not do the program without you. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, earlier this year we learned about butthole sunbathing. Now women are getting in on the action by frying their little bacon strips. Yes, a Brazilian model claims that she increases her sex drive with a little afternoon delight by way of sunning her vagina. We have some audio of her sunbathing. Been out there a little too long. Pussy lips are getting a little too crispy. I mean, how much sun does her vagina get? Because that's a very sensitive area. Even if it does increase your sex drive, you might be too sore to do anything about it. All right, she says, nothing better than a morning sun. That was the caption on her Instagram photo where she displayed her naked body, legs spread towards the sun. Who is this woman? Well, she's Letitia Martin, who goes by the name Luna LeBlanc. Did you know that exposing your private parts to the sun can provide you with more energy? That's why they say your cunt is nature's battery, right? Does anyone say that? No? I say that now. So, you know, your pussy is solar powered. I don't know. Yes, it can increase your libido, improve circadian rhythm, which, you know, regulates the entire functioning of the human body, according to Luna LeBlanc, and still help you get a good night's sleep. Bikini influencer. That's her job title. I'm a bikini influencer. Continued in Portuguese, ending the post with a question to her 14,000. What? That's all she has? 14,000 followers. What did you think of this experience? The majority of comments on the photo, which has racked up more than 1,200 likes since being posted, are mostly fire and heart emojis and comments on her body, with a few stragglers warning of the sun's dangers. Oh yeah, you want to slather some SPF 80 on your pussy lips. If you want to upload more juicy content, do it. But don't mess with practices that can be fatal, wrote one troubled viewer, reprimanding Martins and telling her, don't mislead your followers. What a buzzkill, man. Several studies have linked vitamin D to sex drive changes. Okay. Although Martins doesn't cite any scientific backing for pointing your genitalia at the sky. Last year, wellness influencers were gripped by another new trend. Oh, yeah, that's right. Involving pointing one's nether region at the sky. Taint sunning. Medical experts were quick to dismiss its benefits. There's no evidence, duh, that sunbathing in this way has any effect on your physical well-being. That's according to Dr. Diana Gall of the UK-based online doctor service, Doctor For You. That's the number 4 and the letter U. I don't know if this is a reputable service. Anytime, like, numbers and letters are used in place of words, I question it. It's like, you know, cash for gold. Just seems sketchy. Yes, practicing mindfulness and meditation and getting your dose of vitamin D is beneficial for mental and physical health, but you don't need to damage your skin in the process from sun exposure. Vaginal melanoma is not sexy to anyone. Unless you're a cancer fetishist. Oh my God, I wonder, are there people who are into cancer? There's gotta be, right? Isn't that like rule 34 or whatever? Like you can always find some type of porn or fetish or something. Guys, that's your homework for this weekend. Find me some cancer porn. Find me some chemo cuties. Thank you. Second story we have for you today. You know, I really like Waffle House. Say what you will. It's not the classiest establishment, but what they do really well. Waffles and hash browns. By the way, if you go to a Waffle House, there's always a sign that's like, it says something like, we sell more steaks than any other restaurant in the United States or some bullshit like that, right? I have never once ordered a steak, nor have I ever seen anyone order a steak at Waffle House. I can't imagine what that tastes like. Have you guys ordered the steak at Waffle House? I just feel like the two times Waffle House is busy is, you know, right after the bars close. And then, you know, in the morning for breakfast on the weekend. Maybe a lot of drunk people are ordering the steak. I don't know. But the hash browns are so good. You get them chunked, smothered, and covered, baby. That's it. That's cheese, onions, and ham. Scattered, smothered, and chunked, or whatever. Now you can also order beer. That's a dangerous proposition. Shit can go down at the Waffle House, right? There are some trashy altercations. That's without beer being on the menu. I don't think we need to introduce alcohol into the mix here. Specifically, bacon-flavored beer. What? They're certainly staying on brand, I guess. The Georgia-based Oakney Beer Company announced this week the upcoming release of a collaboration with Waffle House, the Bacon in Kegs Red Ale. At 6.5% ABV, that's alcohol by volume, and dark red in color, the beer also has the unmistakable scent of bacon. That's right, it's brewed in bacon fat. The beer goes down smooth yet clumpy. Big wads of fat congealing in the can. Well, it certainly stands out from the typical medium hop aroma of a red ale. Quote, the malty sweetness of the base beer blends perfectly with the salty, savory, and smoky bacon extract to create a delicious and unique beer, the website says. Bacon and kegs pairs well with breakfast food items, obviously, or can be enjoyed as a standalone, soon-to-be iconic beer. The beer will be available in six packs or draft exclusively at the Oconee, whatever, Brewing Company beginning Friday, December 18th. Oh, apparently you're not going to be able to drink this at a Waffle House, although there is one or two Waffle Houses that are experimenting with offering beer in their establishment. No word, though, if this particular beer will be available there. The cans were designed by Brock Company Creative, a fellow Greensboro, Georgia small business. To get the beer, you have to go to the Brewing Company, which is in Greensboro, located approximately halfway between Atlanta and Augusta on Interstate 20. Unfortunately, state law in Georgia prohibits us from shipping the beer, and we have no distribution plans at this time. If you're a complete dork who just collects cans, who are these lonely, sad individuals? Yes, if you want an empty can, you can follow their Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts for updates, and they will be selling bacon and keg t-shirts as well. The cans honestly do look kind of cool, right? They've got the Waffle House building design, and then in the like logo, it says bacon and kegs, bacon-infused red ale. And you can take a look right now. Chapter artwork. Pretty neat. It would not fit in with my can collection. I stick strictly with soda pop. Cool hobby. All right, final story we have for you today. This one's a short one. It made me laugh. The story comes from Nebraska. A man is facing drug charges after officers with the Lincoln Police Department believe he walked into two businesses and used lotion. This is a crime now. He went to a couple stores and used lotion. I guess they were like this, like not, it wasn't his lotion. Not like he brought a bottle of Jergens with him and just started lotioning his hands. No, he was in a store. He found some like Vaseline and stuff and then started rubbing it all over his body. On Tuesday at around 8 a.m., that's kind of early to be doing this, police were dispatched to Russ's Market on Washington Street. Employees told responding officers that a man came inside the store, picked up a bottle of lotion off the shelf, and started using it. According to employees, while the man was using the lotion, he then went to the bathroom for 10 minutes. Oh, this was emotion lotion. Officers said the man told the employee that he already purchased the lotion, it's mine, and then walked out of the store. About an hour and a half later, an employee at a business on 9th and South Streets waved down a police officer and said a man had stuck his fingers in a jar of Vaseline and then rubbed it all over his face. The man started walking out of the business when an employee told him that, you know, he had to pay for the Vaseline. The man has been identified as 27-year-old Khalid Khalil.
Crazy ethnic people!
Well, he could be a crazy ethnic person. He's got the name for it, but it sounds to me that he's just a horny drug addict. He doesn't look methed out totally. I'm looking at his mugshot, but he does have, like, sores above his eyebrow, maybe, like, where he was, like, picking skin and stuff. So it could have been meth. So, yes, the man has been identified as 27-year-old Khalid Khalil. Khalil was arrested, and according to police, a glass pipe with meth residue. Boy, did I call that one. Honestly, it didn't take a lot of deducing, however you say that, to come up with that. He's facing two counts of shoplifting charges, possession of a controlled substance. Vaseline is considered a controlled the meth, okay. And possession of drug paraphernalia. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, it's been a very busy and hectic week for some reason. I guess because I was off so many days in a row. Getting back into the swing of things is a little challenging. And then, you know, the store opened. And we had the sideshow sale going on, just a lot of stuff, man. So I am ready to take it easy this weekend. Masturbate with Vaseline repeatedly in the aisle of Kroger. So if you want to see me, I'm doing a live appearance. I'll be masturbating furiously. Many ways to contact the show at distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you. I need some voicemails. 206 206- 866-446-4463. Always fun to hear from you freaks. We do have a special voicemail line just for patrons. That's if you pledge at least $5, you'll have access to that number, and you can call in and I'll play your call right away. You don't have to wait weeks and weeks before I finally get around to it. I'm all over social media, as I said, and that includes our Discord. Is Discord considered social media? I don't know. It's like a chat program. All the freaks hang out in there. In addition to the typey-typey chat, you know, keyboard chat, there's also voice chat rooms, and I popped in to one yesterday, and I talked to Love Lady Cat Lady was there, Tyler Soros, Rex, Nove was in there, and everyone is just very, very friendly and nice. I haven't run into many assholes in the Discord, so if you're afraid of that sort of thing, yeah, they'll take care of you. You're a freak. You're a fellow freak, so... if you want to check out the Discord, there's a link on the main navigation bar at distortedview.com. Just click that and you'll be whisked away to the Discord. You can use the, you know, use it in your web browser or download the Discord app, whatever. All right, listen, let's do some voicemails here.
Hey, Tim, it's Megan. I was just calling to wish a very happy birthday to our friend, Level 80 Cat Lady.
What? It's her birthday?
Who has been way nicer to me than I really deserve. So I wanted to call on her birthday and take back most of the things I've said about her. Her panties do not smell like Fritos. They do not cause birth defects. They might smell like fermented ketchup, but you know, that's just what I heard. I don't know.
Lovely cat lady. She's always on Twitter and stuff. I'm surprised she didn't message me and was like, wish me a happy birthday. Well, happy birthday, lovely cat lady. I think Richard Simmons has something he would like to say to you.
You asshole, you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, my little sugar to you. I wish I could kiss your capella right now.
I honestly would have had Richard Simmons use your real name, but I'm not sure if you want people to know your real name. I don't know how many people know what Level Lady Cat Lady's first name is. It's not Cat. I think asshole suits you just fine, though. Lovely cat lady, pick out something from the DV store. I'll send it off to you for your birthday. You've done so much. You know, she's designed a bunch of the stickers, and I've used some of the artwork and other stuff, like the new mug, the Enthused About the News mug. My stupid face on it. So, thank you so much, lovely cat lady, for everything you do. And happy birthday. Hope you had a wonderful day. Let me know what you want. Pick out something you like from the store. A little shopping spree. I mean, one item only, but still. Anything you want. Under $20. Now, you can, if you want to pick out something that's more, that's fine. As long as it's just a little more. Actually, you know what? Run it by me first. Pick out a few things, and then I'll buy you the cheapest of those things. I don't know. Pick out whatever you want. I will. I'm happy to get you a nice little birthday present from the DV store. All right. Next up here. Oh, another patron checking in.
Tim, this is Tyler Jones calling in, Infowars.com. I need to expose somebody who has been perpetrating one of the most criminal conspiracies ever known to man. We have a traitor among us right now. His name is Scumhook.
Is he a gay frog?
He is a Canadian.
Oh,
he
worse.
He is a trans-Australian Canadian, and it's making me angry. I have the documents right here, and I will not stand for it.
That's a pretty good Alex Jones impression.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
That's right. Alex Jones is very passionate. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you, Alex. Oh, he's all worked up now. All right. That's enough. Those are all real Alex Jones screams. How has he not had a heart attack yet? Wait, that one is not Alex Jones. Sounds just like him, though. That's just a loud comer. Let's just do one more call, and then we'll wrap things up for today.
Hey, Tim, two things about the show Supernatural. I think everyone...
All the Supernatural fans are coming out of the woodwork now. I'm sorry I said something mean about your show.
About the show Supernatural, I think everyone who likes it knows that it's not that good.
Oh, okay.
It's an entertaining show, but after season 6, it's just bad. It's just bad writing all around.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to a podcast that's all about television.
And they pretty much said the same thing. After season 5 or 6, it kind of went downhill.
Second thing, you talked about trans people on a show a couple days ago, and you said that they should pick a cool and original name instead of a name that just sounds like their old name.
Yeah.
Someone on the inside, I want to tell you, be careful what you wish for. There are too many people out there who have named themselves after their favorite anime characters.
Oh, really? Oh, that's like going to the other extreme. Yeah, I think that's worse than just naming, you know, your new name being based on your old name. Like Ellen would be Elliot. Robert becomes Roberta. It's way better than Steven becoming Kagome or something. You're not even Japanese. That's going to be the next big trans thing. Transgender's old news. Boring. Snooze fest. I'm trans ethnic. I was born Caucasian, but I don't know. I just feel super Asian. Super kawaii Japanese.
I'm so pretty and fun. Do you like my purple backpack with little ducks on it? So cute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have blue hair and rainbow socks that go up to my knees. And I laugh whenever you say my name.
Oh, hello, Usagi.
Yeah.
I need to work on my kawaii skills. Is that what it is? Kawaii? Like that? Like super cute. Super cute lifestyle. Japan. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to buy some used female underwear from a vending machine. That's what happens in Japan, too, right? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Just keep your penis extended.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I could not do it without you. I'll be back on Monday to do this thing all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
A great Friday, you motherfucker!
We'll see you next week. This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.